This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Well, a new development in the Kelsey Barreth case. Patrick Frazee asking the Colorado Court of Appeals to overturn his 2019 conviction in Barreth's death. An attorney representing the Teller County man appeared before a three-judge panel yesterday to argue that Frazee's murderer conviction should be overturned. His lawyer, Sean Lacefield, says that an expert witness should not have been allowed to testify and that jurors engaged in misconduct during the trial.
Much of it relies on Crystal Lee's credibility, which was hotly contested, and there's much reason to doubt. This is someone who admitted giving multiple false statements to police before being offered an extremely favorable plea agreement, and then all of a sudden changing her story.
Those claims rebutted by the Assistant Solicitor General, Brittany Limes.
The defendant claims that several errors occurred during his over two-week-long trial. The record shows that few, if any, errors actually occurred, and any that did were harmless, given the overwhelming evidence.
Frazee was convicted and sentenced to life in prison after his mistress testified that she helped him dispose of Barreth's body. The judges will consider the arguments and give a ruling at a later date.
Legal analysts now weighing in following the announcement from a U.S. District Court judge ruling in favor of forcibly medicating accused Planned Parenthood shooter Robert Deere. Legal analyst Scott Robertson talks about the legal hurdles prosecutors will still have to clear.
The medicine has to be medically appropriate. It has to be reasonably likely to restore the individual to competency without creating side effects that interfere with his ability to help his counsel. And you then weigh the governmental interests.
Federal prosecutors have asked the judge to order medication of Robert Deere during a hearing last month so he could be declared mentally competent to stand trial. The judge ruled that forcing Deere to take medication may be the only way to restore his competency. Deere's accused of killing three people, wounding several others in the 2015 attack in Colorado Springs.
A Southern Colorado state senator is asking prosecutors to dismiss charges that he falsified his address and voted in the wrong district. Senator Pete Lee's lawyer filed a motion to dismiss yesterday, saying false information about Lee's address was unknowingly presented to a grand jury. The attorney argued that the felony charge was based on a statement from the Office of Attorney Regulation Counsel, which has since modified a sworn affidavit in the case. The judge has set a motion hearing for October 18th to hear arguments in that case. A woman reported missing in Colorado Springs 10 days ago has been found. The Colorado Springs Police Department announced yesterday that 59-year-old Lenore Enriquez was located. She was reported missing on September 11th. Her family said she disappeared while taking a walk.
KRDO News Time is 12:04 here on KRDO's Midday Edition. Finally, a pair of burglars got spooked by an alarm as they were breaking into a business in Pueblo West. The frustrated owner says it's not the first time one of her businesses has been targeted. Two men managed to pry their way through the front door of Liberty Pack and Ship using a metal crowbar. But when the loud alarm sounded off, the two men hustled straight to the cash register. The burglars only managed to steal some change. The business's owner, Georgia Enslow, is now hoping someone will recognize the pair.
I think you work very hard to try and create a good business. You try and be a member of our community. And then you have these people that come in here and they think they can take what they have not worked for.
We have a copy of that surveillance video posted over at KRDO.com. The thieves left in just 30 seconds after the alarm sounded. A woman whom Pueblo police officers are in the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office is calling a person of interest, was waiting in a car for them.
Record heat yesterday. Today we're nearly 20 to 30 degrees cooler throughout the region. 71, that forecasted high, Colorado Springs, still in the 70s over in Pueblo. We are keeping an eye on some flooding rains, mainly over the southern and central mountains, where through the next day and a half, anywhere from 2 to 5 inches of rain is expected. These flood advisories last until tomorrow at 6 p.m. This includes portions of Park, Sawatch, Fremont, Custer, and Huerfano County. Now, for that I-25 corridor, just looking at steady rain really into Thursday evening. By Friday, we clear out with a beautiful weekend ahead. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.